101.77 HOFM, Mick and Anna, 100% Hobart. Mick is still crook. It's Steve here with me. We are talking Bachelor. Oh. It's my favourite time of the week. And on the phone with us is Georgia, who you didn't get a rose last night, darling. How you doing?
Oh, I'm all right, guys. I'm all right. I think I'll recover.
Of course, it was a big shock last night because Megan rejected the rose. Do you feel a bit dirty? Because if she's not doesn't want to be there, they should have kept you in.
Oh, is that what you were thinking? I was thinking that too. They actually came and took a rose away from the plate last night. So we thought after Megan we weren't going to have to go through the ceremony. So right. We were thinking the same thing.
Ripped off. Hey, was there any idea that she was going to do that? Had there been talk? Had she told anyone?
No, she had told no one. It was a massive shock.
How drunk were you guys when it got to the rose ceremony time? Because you'd been drinking all day at that garden party.
Yeah, day drinking.
Yeah, yeah.
Just kind of drinking, day drinking.
Yeah, that's what you signed up for.
Yeah,
that's it.
I was like, I mean, honestly, though, you all looked great at the rose ceremony. I was like, why can't I have a makeup artist to follow me around after I've been day drinking? Because really.
That's fantastic. Yeah. It's like when you go in the bathroom at the club and you have that one random girl that powders you with bronzer.
Yeah, love
like that, babe.
Guys really dig the panda eyes after all.
Yep.
So the aggro towards the intruders, that was legit. You were pretty angry, weren't you, being that, you know, they'd only just arrived, they'd got their date with him without, you know, a bunch of you girls not even having a single date. That was, I could see when you were in the limo on the way out, you legitimately were mad, weren't you?
Yeah, look, the producer told me that he wasn't filming that point.
Oh, really?
I let off a bunch of F-bombs.
Yes.
So Mum was mortified, but they know that I'm a very passionate person.
Yeah.
I didn't mean anything towards those girls. Those girls are lovely and they totally deserve to be there.
You don't have to be nice to them now. You've left the show. You can just say, you know, let's face it, you were jealous of the quad bike. That's what I reckon.
No, definitely not jealous of a quad bike. Couldn't think of anything worse on a date, to be honest.
I'm with you there. Hey, listen, from one brunette to another, that's it. It was just, it's just a hair colour thing. He's got
a
type.
It was a hair colour thing, wasn't it, babe?
Yeah,
he doesn't
absolutely.
Know what he's missing out on. Come to the dark side.
That's right.
Absolutely.
It's much more fun over here.
Yep.
And between you and me, don't you reckon Richie's a bit boring?
Look, he wasn't as profound as I'd like. I'd like to have conversations that involve more than, awesome.
Yeah, awesome. Cool bananas.
But he's a lovely guy. He seriously is. And he's got a wicked sense of humour, which I hope you get to see.
All right.
You do say that a deal breaker in a guy for you is a guy that has sugar in his coffee. Was that it when he put like 6 lumps in his or something like that?
Look, Steve, I was joking. That was a joke for me.
I've got
a really dry sense of humour. Anyone that takes that seriously, come on, as if that's a deal breaker.
Oh, good, because I'm having coffee right now and I've got at least 2 in mind, so, you know.
Well, you're out of the running.
Georgia, hey, thanks so much. It was great to see you in there and, you know, all the best in finding love.
Oh, thank you so much, guys.
Have fun.
Thanks, Georgia.
Bye.